Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. The Falcons deliver the Cowboys a gift here, and they deliver the Tolos a gift in the form of a triple bet payoff Friday that is now on the agenda. That is right. It is the G-Bag Nation. General Electric Service. There's Broadus, the man who was handed that L along with the city of Philadelphia late last night. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup. Of course, Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, your nosebleed brothers. And Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105.thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. And, yeah, welcome into the show. How glorious was that, boys?
Absolutely spectacular, man. The way that they lost that game was absolutely remarkable. And the fact that I thought this was going to be Broadus's year. He kind of had that look in his eye, you know? It felt like he was really going for it.
Is there a second version of the Nitro Gummy? Is there like a point?
We could buy a fresh one if you want. Try that.
Oh, fresh one.
Fresh little nitro.
You didn't trust the one I had, huh?
I didn't actually ever think about that until afterwards.
Oh, when I brought it up?
Yeah, I was like, maybe you're onto something there. Yeah. But if you wanted to do it again and we buy a new one, like maybe then we'll see.
If
you take that one on, then, dude, you're built different.
That wasn't bad at all, boys.
I'd be down to run it back with a little nitro and force him to chew for 60 seconds before swallowing with a fresh little
Bro,
nitro.
That thing, Dawson
I'd be fine with that.
Dawson
no, I know.
Chew.
He chewed it pretty good. Yeah, chewed it pretty good.
Yeah.
Chewed
I went
it pretty
back
good.
And
so why are you bringing up stuff about me not chewing it, bro?
I'm just saying I'd be down to let you run it back.
I appreciate
That's
Dawson.
That's a great point by Chief, though.
What's that?
If it was that easy, you want to run it back, we would let that go.
Oh, I'll absolutely run that back. That's one of the easiest challenges I've ever done here.
Yeah. Because I think, you know, for all of your talents as a football scout and butler and chef, I think this might be your greatest hidden talent, Brian. Even better than all-night driving.
Oh, yeah. Feats of strength.
The feats of strength.
Yeah, you do click into a whole nother, he's a different person.
It's amazing. Oh, yeah.
Like you get between the lines and all of a sudden you're just you're a rabid wild dog.
No, he's got that warrior spirit about him.
I just saw that it didn't hurt you that bad, and that's why I kind of felt like I had a chance.
There is a serial killer-like intensity to that. You know, it's pathological, I think, how you go through some of these
issues. There's no, there's
some
no
of these
question.
Challenges.
There's a little Dexter to your game.
No question. I hate dressing up, but I'll go the food challenges. I'm all about that.
So this is why, you know, I picked the Cowboys to win the division again. I just don't think Philadelphia has it, you know. And, you know, last night, I don't know what you – oh,
Might
Saquon
be the Commanders.
Had the drop.
So, oh, you know, no, hey. You don't. You say so, huh? I'm telling you, it's not a good division, and you never know what can happen. Maybe if Jaden Daniels can finally start throwing some touchdowns, they got a shot. But I'm with you. Watching the Eagles against the Packers, they had no business winning that game. And I thought the Packers outplayed them. The Packers shot themselves in the foot. So good for the Eagles. They got the win, right? It's tough to win in the league. But last night was one where they should have won. And Atlanta, who's been on the wrong side of this plenty of times, stole a victory. And what a final drive after you're given a blessing of having a chance. When the Eagles totally mess up, you've got a neutral zone infraction. They decide not to move. Nick Sirianni's losing his mind. Kellen Moore gambles. He calls a pass in the flat. It's actually perfect. Barkley drops it. Now it's like, damn it, why didn't you run the ball? Let the clock keep running. And then Kirko Chains ends up going down the field, finds Drake London for his first touchdown catch in, what, 15, 17 games? It's a crazy amount.
Yeah.
So big win for the Falcons, man. I was pumped.
Yeah, with about 2 minutes to go, you know, we'd watched the, over the last 10 minutes, Philadelphia totally take over the game. Yeah. Atlanta couldn't stop them. Atlanta could barely get a first down. And Remy looks at me and goes, Daddy, will you come into the room and eat with me? And I was like, okay, we'll do that. Mom's watching something else. So about 45 minutes after that, Remy finally falls asleep. You know, she went dinner, bath, sleep. And I'm like, okay, let's crack open Twitter. I'm like, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
So I go back and I was shocked, but I really, you know, to me, it comes down to how much they were willing to run Jalen Hurts. And on that big touchdown drive, boy, they really turned him loose. And he is unbelievable, you know, in that role. I think it was 6.5 yards an attempt. And it gives their offense almost a feeling of invincibility. And I thought, well, there's no way they're not going to run this thing out. This is the 4-minute offense that Brian was just talking about the other day, you know. But yeah, really a drop by Saquon Barkley swings the door open. But I think that is right now the modern dilemma for most offensive coordinators, GMs, head coaches. How much do we run our quarterback? You know, because if I'm the Eagles right now, I don't know if we can make the playoffs. But if I make the playoffs, I'm running Jalen Hurts about 35 times. And if he doesn't get hurt, I love my chances of getting to the Super Bowl. That is just, it's unbelievable. You know, first and goal, you know, like they're like, oh, yeah, this is probably going to be a touchdown. Not only is it a touchdown, it's an easy touchdown on the first snap. Jason Kelce retires. Doesn't matter. You know, they still have a good enough, powerful offensive line. So, you know, I'm almost looking at it like from a GM perspective. I want all the good running quarterbacks in college who don't get taken in the first round. I'm drafting them. There's a third rounder. There's a fifth rounder who can run so well that we're going to make the defense give you man coverage on the outside. And then we'll play. Then we'll pass it, you know, but not until then. And I need multiples on my roster. I'm not paying anybody $60 million, by the way. So after your 4 or 5 years is up, you're probably going to go on somewhere else and play. But this is such an advantage now with how defenses are daring you to run with your quarterback. Some team has to take the invitation. You know, it's obviously not going to be the Cowboys for the next 3 or 4 years, but if I'm out there, I'm heading very quickly in this direction. Maybe I'm Pittsburgh right now, and I'm like, I'm going to run Fields.
Sure.
We're going to make the playoffs. Russell Wilson's too old to do this game.
Yes.
So
winning,
you know,
by scoring a touchdown a game,
who's,
you know, next? Might as well. Just like, this is kind of fun. Like, I kind of like this, especially with how mediocre the quarterback play is, like the stats that are coming out.
Turn and burn at the quarterback position.
Historic lows when it comes to passing touchdowns. I think we're 20 touchdowns fewer passing through 2 weeks in the season than we were a year ago. So the quarterback play is down. Is it something that's sustainable? I don't know, but I like it. I mean, if you're a team that doesn't have a quarterback, why not? It's a way to find a way to matriculate offense.
Maybe Arch Manning could be the next one with that 67-yard touchdown.
Well, I tell you what, that was
pretty
rough.
Like, he got some wheels.
Do you worry about what maybe Miami's going through right now with their quarterback situation?
Yeah, that's why
I mean, that's,
keep drafting
that would be the only reason why that would make me have pause. And you said, well, hey, we'll have multiple guys do this, you know, kind of a thing. But the only thing that would keep me from doing it is the situation that Miami's in right now.
Yeah.
You know, we get in a game, my quarterback takes a big hit. Okay. Now he's in the protocol. Next week, oh, he doesn't play. Then, you know, 3 weeks later, boom, he gets hit again.
Yeah.
You know, because he's running the football. So that would be the only thing that would make me have pause. I like what you're talking about with running the guy and being a weapon that way.
Yeah.
Because you're going to see a guy this weekend, it's a weapon that way in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his ability to run and to pull the ball and to embarrass you on the edge.
It's the biggest cheat code you can have in the game, is having a quarterback that can consistently run on you while also being some level of a threat to throw.
If you told me that my guy wasn't going to get banged up like a Tua,
but
I would think, man, everybody should be doing this right now.
It's just so hard to sustain it unless you've built a good enough team to where you can say, hey, we can really dial you back during the regular season and then unleash you in spots, in moments, and then obviously in the postseason if you're good enough to do that. But like the Eagles right now, I feel like they might be a team that you're going to have to run your quarterback in order to be a playoff team. You can't just save him for the postseason. And, we've seen, you just can't do it. You just can't spend all season as a quarterback taking shots and expect to still be yourself come postseason time when everything is much more, I mean, much less margin for error.
That hurt Philly 1 year. Remember the shoulder problem he had?
Yes, and it hurt Lamar Jackson.
And everybody was getting on me because I was in Philadelphia. I was like, somebody told me, hey, this guy ain't right. And I reported it, and then all of a sudden it's like, what happened? The guy wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, that's the thing you worry about. Your season it might be in the balance if all of a sudden your guy does get hurt that way.
Yeah, it's just too flimsy. That's why you want to have a guy who has that a part of his game. He is mobile. He can steal first downs on you, but that's not his entire game.
You don't want Taysom Hill throwing the ball.
No, well, gosh, no. But even like Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts, though, they're both still more. When you think of them as runners. And that's just not – it's just not sustainable. If you can have a pipeline of two or three guys, then good on you that you've done something that nobody can do. Most teams can't find one quarterback, and in this scenario, you're finding two or three.
Yeah,
you know. But that's a tough line to balance there. And ultimately, you have to be able to throw the football consistently, and you want to have some mobility. Now you got to have the mobility, but more than anything, your quarterback still has to be able to throw the ball if you actually want to win a Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah, you need to be able to do that at a pretty good level. I think, you know, the kind of quarterbacks you're talking about doing this are guys that have, you know, more or less proven, I can throw it enough to make the big plays, right? And that's the guy that we want to have healthy when we get to the playoffs. You know, but I think the other way of looking at it is like guys like Dak and Kirk Cousins and Phillip Rivers and Matt Ryan, you know, unless you can load up a roster, it's just not good enough.
Right.
That's what we're finding.
Yeah.
Is like goats win this and guys on rookie contracts win this. So you're like really spinning your wheels at $50 or $60 million, you know, and you're depending so much on this guy to be healthy and be good enough to elevate your team. And they don't exist.
Yeah. I love your strategy of, I mean, if you're turning and burning and you're using Jalen Hurts for what he was on his rookie contract, getting you to places that you didn't think were possible. Mm-hmm. And then now when it's time to pay him, you step up and say, no, we will find another guy who no one thought Jalen Hurts was going to be able to do what he's done to this point in the sport. And we'll get a guy who's mobile enough and can throw enough, and we'll build a supreme roster around him because he's on a second round quarterback contract. Okay, give
you
it a shot.
And you know, your backup is Trey Lance, right? Mm-hmm. So with the 49ers, a team good enough to get to the Super Bowl, he's 4-4 as a starter, right?
Right.
And he can't throw a lick. He can't read a defense a lick. But they're trying not to run him a lot. Run him a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe it goes 5-3. Maybe it goes 6-2, and you're buying time for your real running quarterback who can also throw good enough, you know, to be healthy when you get to the playoffs. I just think we're banging our head against a brick wall with a lot of these teams building with the current quarterback, you know, system of giving him 25% of the salary cap and then asking him to be Tom Brady when you know, he's more closer to Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins, something like that.
I'm so with you on that.
So, Jerry Jones on The Fan this morning, I thought you had a great point there in the crosstalk, Wolchuk. You know, I think he's just selling. I don't think he's senile. I don't think he's lost it, you know. I think he's intentionally going, what are you talking about, man? We're good. Because they're going through their version of a rebuild. This team is young, but he wants the fans to believe. You know, every year, that belief. And that's ultimately what NFL parity does for you. It allows average teams to believe this could be our year.
Yeah, I just don't know how, you know, Cowboy fans that we go through this year in and year out are there anymore. You know, it's just it's I can't really sit there and be like, okay.
Yeah, just because he's selling, we don't have to be buying.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm going
to
watch.
Are they still there? Because to me, it looked like there were a lot of Saints fans in their stadium the other day.
Yeah.
Maybe people giving up their seats.
I think, you know, I know for sure my father-in-law has.
Let's see what the Raven fans bring in here. You know, all of a sudden, that was a lot of Saints fans in that building. And I know there's a lot of folks here still from Katrina that lost their homes. But, man, I'll tell you what, it looked like to me if some Cowboy fans probably gave up and maybe they got rid of their tickets. And now that gives you the opportunity to go buy tickets.
I guess the question would be, because those seats are sold and the money is being earned, does that have an effect, or is it frustrating? Because it is for me as a Cowboy fan to be sitting there at AT&T Stadium and hearing "Who Dat" chants break out. Mm. And it and look, the Cowboys get the benefit of that on the road. It happened week one in Cleveland.
Yeah,
Cowboy chants were breaking out. Cowboy sure. fans travel, but you a team that is so that should be held to that standard and be more prideful. That is the Dallas Cowboys. You don't want that in your home stadium.
No, you don't. But I don't know if it bothers them. You know, I think they look at that as a plus that they've created this, you know, tourist attraction.
Well, they got 100,000 seats and they want to sell every one of them. It doesn't matter if it's your fan base or their fan base. They want to put everybody in the seats. It's good for the game. You know,
it sucks as a fan. You know, it sucks that your owner wants to do that. But, you know, it's also part of being the most visible, the most popular franchise. Your building is going to be a bucket list type of destination.
Yeah, and I wonder, too, I mean, maybe you can blame some Cowboy fans, too, for giving up their tickets. You know, but they probably have had enough.
But I can't be upset with them, right? Like,
Well, that's what I'm saying. They've probably had enough.
Yeah.
They don't want to deal with it anymore. It's totally fair to feel that way. That's very fair.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, home of the Cowboys, home of the World Series champion Texas Rangers. At least for another 6 weeks or so, we can call them the champs. They're back in action tonight. The Blue Jays are going to be in town, and coming up in 1 hour, we're going to be talking with Kamar Rocker, the young, exciting prospect.
Anchor down.
Who, you know, debuted last week, tore it up. He'll be back on the hill on Thursday. Is there any word in Austin yet if Arch Manning is going to take over? I saw Quinn Ewers last listed as questionable. Do we have an update on that at all?
Yeah, so Quinn, he's going to be out a couple games, but all indications are this is Quinn Ewers' team. It is, I mean, just as somebody watching, it's very tempting, especially if Arch goes out there and continues to play well, which I believe he will, to just say, you know what, let's turn over the reins here. But Sark is committed to Quinn. The roster believes in Quinn, and I fully expect Quinn Ewers to get that job back as soon as he's healthy from that abdominal strain. So he's week to week.
Yeah.
Arch is going to start this week. I think they're looking at maybe Quinn getting back for that OU game just up the road here at the Cotton Bowl. But my gosh, was it fun to watch Arch Manning on
Saturday. They got Louisiana Monroe, and then they've got Mississippi State, who is not off to a very good start. So that'll give them an opportunity to get Quinn Wright for that Oklahoma game coming up.
Yeah, you know, that'd be the interesting thing. If, you know, if Quinn Ewers struggles against Oklahoma, Georgia, you know, in back-to-back weeks, you know, would the calls for Arch Manning be there? But he doesn't really have a chance to prove himself on that much of a level with Louisiana Monroe and UTSA?
UTSA, yeah.
And the Mississippi State. But it's a perfect way to start your Longhorn career and get people excited about the future, that's for sure. Okay, G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. Woolchuck, where are we going next?
Yeah, let's continue the college football conversation, shall we? We got the best teams in the state of Texas, an unwritten rule, and what are we doing? We got talent fees for student tickets. That's next in the next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Here we go. It's G-Bag of the Day coming up in about 8 minutes. Segment here brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's in an accident, not your fault, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Soda. That's state of the art. Kamar Rocker coming up at 3:10. Here's Wolchuk.
Well, it is official. Kareem Hunt is signing with the Kansas City Chiefs, according to Jordan Schultz. After spending 5 years in Cleveland, he's returning to the team who drafted him in 2017. So he's going to start on the practice squad. Expectation is that he will be elevated soon. So Kareem Hunt may be getting an opportunity there in the backfield with his former draft mate in 2017, Patrick Mahomes, as they get reunited there in Kansas City. But let's talk some college football and what a great weekend it was. We'll have TD Tuesday coming up at 4 o'clock today as we've got Rangers baseball at 6:30. But the Morning News every week puts out their Texas Power Poll, best teams in the state. Of course, number one, it is your Longhorns. They're the number one team in the country in the AP as well. 3-0, they rolled UTSA 56-7. And number two, fresh off their first road win in 3 years in the SEC. Texas A&M, 33-20. They get that win at Florida. They came in at number two. Now, I don't know what's going on there for Florida, but Billy Napier, it seems like he's going to be fired at any minute. I mean, there were some rumors that it could happen as early as Monday. Sure. It has not happened yet. But going with Graham Mertz after what you saw from the freshman the week before just seemed like massive coaching malpractice. You know Graham Mertz isn't any good, and your team is probably not going to have... I mean, if you can make a bowl game, that's awesome for you this year. So rock with Lagway, the freshman.
I was talking to some college scouts that do that area, and one of my guys told me that that freshman, if Napier were to play the freshman, he actually might save his job.
Yes.
That kid is that good of a player.
He had a historic first ever start, and he looked awesome. Dual threat, can run around, has a good arm. They might have been able to win that game, but unfortunately he goes with Graham Mertz, and it did not go well. So now Billy Napier, his days are numbered there. But the third team in the state of Texas poll is TCU, who led 21-7 at half, and then they end up falling to UCF. How about R.J. Harvey, the UCF running back? 180 yards, couple of touchdowns on 29 carries. That might be a name for draft season.
Sure.
We're going to have to keep an eye on, but I believe you got TCU, SMU up the road.
Played this weekend.
Gerald Ford, Iron Skillet game. Yeah. That's going to be fun. Tech, of course, beat the crap out of our North Texas Mean Green. That was embarrassing to watch.
They're number four.
Yeah, right ahead SMU. Just at SMU. Now, SMU.
Where's Texas State here?
Texas State is 6 after they lost 31-28. They had a big lead against Arizona State and unfortunately squandered that one.
I kind of feel like that maybe Texas State would give Tech and SMU a run for their money right now.
I'd like to see those matchups.
Yeah.
It's a well-coached football team, and it was unfortunate they couldn't get that win against Arizona State because they had an opportunity then to maybe
SMU,
run the table.
I should say this. SMU had a chance to beat BYU. I don't know what the hell they were doing trying. You know, they've got some quarterback issues there right now. So
Is it Ken Jennings? Is it Preston Stone?
I guess Stone, right now it's Jennings. Stone, yeah.
It's a tough one. Now Air Force has emerged as a serious target for the American Athletic Conference to join them. Now they already have 14 football schools this season, including Army and Navy. So it makes sense for Air Force to join. Now
Commanders and Chief trophies.
The service academies in one conference. I don't know, Brian, you spent time in college football.
I did, long time ago. Well, actually, 2007.
Would you consider this an unwritten rule? Lane Kiffin was ticked off. And by the way, Ole Miss is looking really damn good this year. But
Jackson Dart, good quarterback.
Really good. And they beat up on Wake Forest, the Demon Deacons, 40-6 on Saturday. Now, I guess they were scheduled to do a home-and-home with Wake Forest.
They backed out. They pay their way out.
They did. They backed out. Yeah. Wake Forest is not going to be rematching them next year in Oxford. A person with knowledge of the decision confirmed that Wake Forest had canceled next year's trip. School is closing in on an alternative scheduling option. And Lane Kiffin was ticked. Afterwards, he said, "That's rarely ever done. I've never really heard of doing it. And it really puts us at a big disadvantage. It is what it is." It obviously wasn't appreciated very much, them putting us in that situation. He said this is an unwritten rule. You don't buy out of a game like that a year before you're supposed to play.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe a couple years ahead you would buy out of a game.
Because I guess now Ole Miss has to scramble and find an opponent.
Yeah, Ole Miss will. They'll find somebody to play.
Tennessee is going to add a 10% talent fee to tickets to fund a plan for revenue sharing with players. So this is going to be an NIL deal. So it's a groundbreaking talent fee to season and single game tickets in order to help fund this proposed revenue sharing.
I like this idea.
Yeah, this actually could be a good one. They're going
to
add.
And I think you would want to pay it if you're trying to help your student athletes.
No doubt,
I think
right?
You're like, okay, my ticket's $110. Okay, fine. Great. $10 of it goes to the players. That's cool. I'm on board with this.
Yeah, so they're going to add a 10% premium charge to tickets that will go directly to athletes starting next season. Mm. And after the Volunteers reached 20 wins over the last 2 years for the first time in decades, the increase in tickets has gone up 4.5%. So this is a great opportunity to make some good money here at Rocky Top.
Over 100,000 people go to these games in Tennessee. That'd be a good chunk of change for those kids.
Oh, and we got a big one this week, right? Oklahoma, Tennessee. It's the battle of the RJ Choppies and the Carter Freemans.
Oh, man. I wonder what type of bet payoffs and stuff they have on the line with each other because they are both insane with the way they root for their programs. That is going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited to watch the Tennessee quarterback.
Me too.
Because I haven't got to really sit down and appreciate what he's got going on.
We're just going with Nico on this show.
It kind of rolls off your tongue name. It's. I know, Dawson, you're pretty good with these names.
I am Alieva.
That one.
Yeah. We were listening and we did it during a break. Like we all went around trying to say it.
Yeah.
Choppy says, I am a Believa.
And I like that. Sure. You know, put your own spin on it, right? It's like to a T.
He believes in his guy.
Nico I.
Yamalieva.
Whatever you want to say.
Yamalieva?
I think you nailed it.
Yeah.
That sounded good. That rolled off the tongue crisp. Right
I Googled the phonetic. I cheated. Yeah.
That's probably the way we should. I should just have that up permanently on the computer.
But by the way, there's no way I'd bet on a Carter Freeman to beat Chopping anything. Okay. So that's how I'm going.
What about a sunburning?
Tennessee rolls.
Sunburning.
Loser has to sit out the side for 3 hours. Like
they both have to go out and tan. Who gets the most burnt? Carter would nail that.
Carter will kick Choppy's ass in a sunburn off.
In a burn off. Yeah.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, that would be. I mean, as pasty as hell.
But we're grasping at straws here.
But we do love you, Carter.
To play devil's advocate.
And
I do appreciate
it. It was a damn good take.
Keep me accountable. You know.
Yeah, but hey, we were searching. We also have Michigan. They've named Alex Orji as the starting quarterback. They're taking on the Fighting Trojans of USC. So we got Derek Holland versus Jared Sandler as well this week.
I've been wondering how bad Orji was throughout spring ball and fall camp for him not to be starting to start the season. It was news to me when week one we're like, wait, we're supposed, this dude is a physical, he's a specie man at the quarterback position.
I'm kind of listening to like Michigan broadcasts, like I was listening to the Texas game with the Michigan guys, and it sounded like to me that Orji's nothing but a runaround dude.
He does run around. I haven't really seen him throw.
Dawson's about to give a big money deal.
That's what I'm saying.
He's the first overall pick.
Yeah, he's a big runaround dude.
It's time now for the G-Bag of the Day into the Pimp Cup. Here's Ocious.
I saw you put on your glasses.
Hey, man, come on, bro.
I saw you put the glasses on while you were getting ready.
Yeah, thank you, man. Eric, don't look over here, bro.
Don't look at me.
Don't look over here with your LASIK eye surgery.
Let me get a glimpse of these warlocks.
65-year-old man I'm working with right now.
Oh, jeez. So there's somebody's name. Is Alex Orgy?
Yes.
Yeah, we got a big Orgy
family. He's a local legend, yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's wild. Zaxi shout out to the Orgy family. There's a whole Orgy family out there.
Yeah. Yep.
That's crazy. Did you know we live next door to the Orgies? We met those guys.
All right, you bring your best three, I'll bring mine.
Yeah. Broder's going to bring his eaters to the Orgies. You know, Orgies residents.
It's a freak off.
Man, whoa, be careful with
Sorry
that.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Well, I puckered up. Chill out, bro. Let's see. All right. Our winner right here for G-Bag of the Day. This is day two for this gentleman, but he's forever in our hearts. It's Kevin Harlan. One of the greatest broadcasters of all time. Let's see here. So there were some technical difficulties during the broadcast, and he was going to kick it up to Nate Burleson in the studio for an update. Nate couldn't hear him, so Kevin, just looking right at the screen, did the update himself and then kicked it back to himself.
And let's take you to Nate Burleson in New York.
I can't hear anything.
I can hear you. Against Tennessee, and they're going deep, and it was caught by the Titans. Ridley with a touchdown reception. The former Jacksonville Jaguar, Will Levis, with a long throw for Tennessee. Back to Minneapolis. All right, Nate, thank you. Second down, six. Outside they go. There's Ayuk with the catch, and out of bounds he goes. Shoved over there by Gilmore and Harrison Smith. And he's got the ball. And
so now,
first
Kevin,
down catch out to the, out to the
Kevin,
42.
You have called two games at one time, and now you called a studio and a game at the same time. So you never cease to amaze me. Incredible.
Yeah, he did the play-by-play of the streaker with the man with the brawn.
Yeah.
He did the play-by-play of the black cat in the Cowboys-Giants game.
Yep.
Anything impromptu is where Harlan will shine.
This man has three brains.
Yeah.
He can use them all at the same time. He has a limitless pill.
Probably.
Is that a true thing that we only use like a certain percentage of our brain?
I think true.
So, yeah. And there's like just the rest of it just chilling over there?
Yeah.
Couch potato-like?
Untapped potential.
In our dome piece?
Yeah. Yep.
Untapped potential.
Just taunting that portion of your brain that has to work.
Keeping our head from caving in.
Yeah, help me out, bro. Let's see here.
Well, I think Kevin Harlan, Tom Brady and Kevin should work together.
They use it all. Wow, that'd be awesome. Yep. That'd be a good one. All right, Gilly the Kid, podcaster.
He losing it last night.
Music writer. Yeah, he was using it. He was losing it last night. He does a broadcast where they watch the Eagles game live on YouTube.
Yeah.
He has some idiot standing next to him that has a whole Eagles outfit on, dressed up like a real life eagle. And then they're smoking weed and everything and watching the game. It's crazy. Dressed up like a real eagle.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think I'd really like that if they were Cowboys fans.
Yeah.
It's like with the beak?
With a beak and everything. Like a real life costume.
Wings.
Like a child's birthday party.
You got big talons?
He's got everything, boy. He looks crazy. Like a high school mascot.
Going all out.
Yeah, all the way out. Sitting there watching a game on somebody's couch. IKEA couch. Sit there respectfully. Yeah. I've had a few. Let's see here. Yeah, Gilly is reacting to the Eagles' loss at the very last second.
Man, that f***ing loss on Nick Sirianni. You're supposed to run the ball, get the ball to Saquon. If they don't get it, we got 40 seconds left, dog. Let me tell you something. Kellen Moore, let me tell you something. We're going to change your f***ing name to Colin Moore because we need to call more f***ing offensive coordinators and fight. I can't believe this m***er didn't run the ball, man. We got Saquon f***ing Barkley for f***ing reason. Pick your head up, JoJo. Wrong with your stupid ass.
JoJo was a guy dressed like the damn eagle.
Yeah.
And he had his head down in that eagle's outfit. It looked real bad, you know?
Pick your head up.
Yeah, have some pride about yourself. You got the damn eagle outfit on, fam.
Stand tall.
Yeah, stand tall, bro.
Oh, Philly tears are the
Pick
best.
Your head up.
Yeah, Philly tears are awesome.
Do they do every game? Do they do every
Pretty
game?
Pretty much, yeah.
I need to watch this.
It's pretty good.
I need to find this.
I mean, you know, it has its moments. Other than that, this is a dude sitting on a couch next to a guy in the Eagles outfit just smoking weed.
Yeah.
They're not really doing any commentary.
It's a little weird. Yeah,
it's kind of weird after a while. Yeah. All right, let's see what else we got. What's going to happen for number three? Bayless. You guys played this yesterday. This happened on Sunday. Bayless in Houston.
Post-game show, yeah.
In the post. Okay, so this happened on the Cowboys radio network.
It did.
It's damn near. It goes throughout all the country damn near.
Yeah.
So the whole country's knowing about Bobby Belton, how Bayless in Houston feels about him. Hilarious.
All right, let's go to Bayless in Houston. Bayless, what's going on?
Hey, y'all. Just want to say thank you for taking my call. Also, I have to say this. Bobby Belton is an idiot. He ruined the morning show, and that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Bayless. I appreciate it, dude.
It's a great bet.
All right, let's go to Jim in Round Rock. Jim, what's going on?
Crap, I nearly swallowed my gum on that one.
That was good.
That's great. Man.
Best bit on the on the station for phone calls, maybe since the Dragon Slayer, Lucius. Remember him?
That's me.
Way back.
No, I don't even remember what I had for lunch yesterday, bro.
Yeah, he would call and do bits when we were like an all call station.
Oh,
so he'd hear from Dragon Slayer like four times a day.
Slayer. Shout out to you, Dragon Slayer. I see right here. All right, this one.
Had to retire when you know, we had a turnover at leadership.
They slayed the dragon. They did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Took his magical power away. You know what I mean?
Puff.
Yeah.
The magic dragon.
You gotta chill. All right. Let's see right here. We heard Gilly's reaction to the Eagles' loss, but we lost too as well, Cowboy fans.
Oh, yeah.
This gentleman right here, I believe his name is Two Icy Juice Cuz.
That's a
Two Icy Juice Cuz. He has a Dallas Cowboy freestyle.
Come on.
Hey, I hope you know, Dallas Cowboys, y'all is done. I've been watching y'all since I was young than a bitch, and I've just been looking dumb. I hope you know, I don't even know why the team is stacked, because New Orleans came in there and straight put the belt to the ass. I hope you know, I wasn't even going to complain. But how y'all have a whole offseason and come out looking exactly the same? I hope you know, y'all should be worried. At this point, if it ain't the team or the coaches, what is it, the damn jerseys? I hope you know, the defense look like Dookie.
No.
Every player on the other team the first half got the ball and started booking. I hope you know, I can't even be mad, dog. I done came to the realization that losing is just y'all. I hope you know, Mike, your playbook is weak. I am so tired of seeing these lame-ass jet sweeps. I hope you know, I can tell y'all why y'all suck. Because in the crunch time, don't none of y'all drop nuts. I hope the worst. This is exactly the same team from Green Bay. I hope you know, I was looking for Micah. Did he even play? I hope you know, I am done. Every season is a repeat. And I hope you know, I'm rooting for y'all ugly-ass next week, stupid pig.
Yes.
That's great. That's
I hope you know good. About the Cowboys, Two Icy Juice Cuz. Our final nominee, our challenger to the champ, who's Kevin Harlan. Gilly the Kid live reaction to last night's glorious ending. Philly's one score game luck has finally run out in a big, glorious way. Bayless on the post game show calling in to slam Bobby Belt with the assist from Jim and Round Rock. I'm voting for Two Icy Juice Cuz. Chief, how about you?
I will go with. I'm going to go with Kevin Harlan still.
Lucius, we're tied at
Yo,
one.
Isn't this some good, like, highway music, bro?
Oh, yeah.
Oh! Are you on the front of the boat? Your boy's driving?
Yeah.
Yeah. Slow down, man. My cigar keep going out. I'm going with Too Icy. Too Icy.
Wolchuk?
I'll go with Gilly and his eagle friend.
Brian?
Too Icy.
By a score of 3-1. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion, you have them. Yeah, I hope you know about the Cowboys. If you ever do miss the G-Bag of the Day, you're wondering who won, Lucius replays it for you every evening, LA Live, which is at 5:40 here in the nation. Chief, where are we going next?
We got a sports hodgepodge here. We will count up all the Eagle mistakes from last night. And the more we hear, the sadder it gets for this upcoming event. That's next here in the nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius. G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan, coming up at 3:10. Kamar Rocker, Rangers hot prospect, is going to join us for the Rangers player show, and CY is going to join you at 4:20 here, the GM. It's time now for Eric Sports Hodgepodge. Chief, take it away.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. We obviously have big problems here in Dallas with our Cowboys, but we have to sink into the disaster that was the Eagles at least one more time today. Last night was just absolutely phenomenal, and Broaddus is going now 0-2 to start the Survivor season here, so it's back-to-back payoffs, a triple bet payoff Friday, this Friday at Shakerton's in Arlington with the G-Bag Nation. So that's very exciting. We'll see what Broaddus has in store for us there. But before we correct the Eagles' mistakes, let's just get to the rabid Eagles fans post-game last night. Take it away, nut jobs.
Sirianni, that was terrible. Run a damn ball. It's not hard.
Sirianni on the hot seat?
I hope so.
It's a sorry-ass team.
90% of the money was on Eagles' money line. It's a business.
You think it was rigged?
It's all rigged, man. It's billions, man. Let me get a piece of that pie.
Was the paint worth it?
It's always worth it, but this game fucking sucked.
Hey, you throw a pick when you still got a timeout left.
Welcome to the fucking ref show. 2024, big night for the ref.
They got to run the ball, though, at the end.
They got to run the ball.
What's it going to feel like going into work tomorrow?
Really shitty. Really fucking shitty.
What happened?
We lost.
That's a good answer.
What happened?
You know, we're still trying to figure that out.
Terrible fucking coaching. We took 6 points off the board. We didn't take the 2 field goals in the first quarter. We gave Bryce $55 million to do what? To get washed down by fucking tight ends?
You run the ball on 3rd and 3. You get it 4th and 1. Push. All the way in.
Nick Foles' retirement, and you're wearing the U1 Philly hat?
Legit, I have his Philly special tattooed on me.
I know.
And that's how we play in front of him. He deserves better.
We deserve better.
Honestly, those refs were like choking on the Atlanta Falcons dick harder than Tony.
Okay, all right. Wow. Settle down there, lady. Get out of here. Just wild.
That was hot to a gal.
Yeah, it might as well have been. Goodness. Just not the Midwest or the Southern version, but this is the more violent and ornery Northeastern version.
Gosh,
much
heavier.
More disgusting and, yes, yep. Heavier. All of it. But, yeah, so that's
the hoodie,
I do.
Hoodie and the jersey, same combination?
Yeah. I love drinking those tears, man. That's pretty.
I'm living for this. Thank God.
That's great. Yeah, I knew that was going to be therapeutic for Walchuk in particular, so I wanted to make sure we started the segment with that. Now we'll go and fix their mistakes here. So the Falcons have no timeouts at the end of the game, and it's 3rd down, and it is now opportunity to, I think it's a no-brainer. I know the play they drew up was there. Saquon catches it. It's not even a conversation. But you have now the opportunity to run even more time off the clock on 3rd down. You have to run the ball there. Maybe you get the 1st down, game's over anyways. If you don't, who cares? You're supposed to go for it again. The fact that that's the big problem, they didn't go for it again there on 4th down, and the win percentage goes up tremendously.
Wow.
I mean, even the win percentage will tell you to, unless it's like 4th and 10, you should go for it. It was 4th and 3. Should have gone for it. 4th and 4, 4th and 5, 4th and 6. They would have all said you should go for it there.
You know, I always think in this situation, I know it's crazy. Does anybody agree? I'd rather be up by 3 than 6. 3, they're going to settle for the field goal. I'll see in overtime. 6, they're going for the touchdown.
Sure. So that's totally it right there. I mean, that is it right there. If you run the ball on 3rd down and kill a bunch of time and then go for it on 4th down and still don't get it, now you have Kirk Cousins with no timeouts, under a minute left, and he's backed up inside his own 5-yard line, and he still has to go pretty far to get into field goal range in an outdoor stadium. But they're playing for the field goal in that scenario. Like you said, we've seen teams get super conservative when they only need a field goal to tie it. Now they're not playing for the win, they're playing for the tie.
Yeah.
So worst case scenario, you run the ball and you still don't get it, and now Kirk Cousins pulls a rabbit out of his head, and all of a sudden now they have a chance to tie the game. You still don't even lose the game.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to go for the touchdown. In their mind, they're just that we've seen it for years now. Teams are much more aggressive when they know they need a touchdown. Now it's like, okay, now we're not messing around with anything here. We have got to push the ball down the field right now because we've got to go get a touchdown. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what they did. So they completely botched this, did the Eagles, in terms of whether or not they should go for it. How they played it there at the end was totally wrong. And then the way that Fangio, I mean, Dick Fangio is supposed to bring some type of backbone to Filthy, and it was like the easiest drive you've ever seen. Kirk Cousins on Monday Night Football on the road, game-winning drive you've ever seen in your entire life. And because they're playing prevent defense, anytime you blitz Kirk Cousins last night, he was in a world of trouble. And on the drive that mattered the most, Dick Fangio's like, yeah, we'll just play off and we'll just give them any 20-yard reception that they want. It was crazy,
offensive
dude.
Line balled out. He had all day to throw. I mean, they had a 0.7% chance of winning with a minute 57 left in the fourth quarter. According to Next Gen, that was the seventh most improbable win since 2016.
So the call that you have a question is, I'm just looking up Next Gen and the Go For It charts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. The question you have is the fourth quarter is 142 left and he kicked the field goal. Is that?
Yeah, 142. And he threw the ball on the play, which stopped the clock. If you run the ball on third down, now you're talking about there's a minute to go instead of a minute 42.
Yeah.
And I'm still going to go for it on fourth down there. But even for him, if he's going to kick the field goal, he could have killed another 40 plus seconds by running it there.
No question. The recommendation was go for it by 3%.
Yeah, thank you, Kellen.
88% said go for it. That's what the thing said. And then the field goal was at 85%. So, or actually 84.9. So, yeah, the go for it by 3% on that decision.
Yeah, and it would have been a go for it if it was fourth and four, fourth and five, fourth and six, fourth and seven, fourth and eight, fourth and nine. It would have all been go for it. But in fourth and three, it's a no-brainer. You should go for it. But he started off by throwing it, shouldn't have done that, and then compounded his problem by kicking the field goal instead of going for it again. And then, like I said, Dick Fangio runs the defense out there. After any time they blitzed, it was two of five for 3.5 yards per attempt and 20% success when you blitzed him last night. And you just went into a prevent and just let him give you the easiest game-winning drive you've ever seen in your life. So the Eagles completely lost that game last night. Sometimes they talk about who did they win it or did they lose it? Like, did the Falcons really win it? The Eagles absolutely lost that game last night, and it's hilarious, and I love it. Almost as much as I love Mad Dog Russo trying to say this. Well, go ahead.
No, real quick, I was looking at passes versus blitz. It says here Cousins was 4 of 7 for 71 yards, 1 touchdown. Quarterback rating of 31.5, 10.1 yards per attempt.
Quarterback rating of 31.5?
31.5.
He was 4 of 7?
He was 4 of 7. That's what they're saying. This is what Next Gen's was saying during the blitz. No blitz. He was 16 of 22 for 170, 1 touchdown, a passer rating of 110.
Yeah, so he was
cooked.
Much better.
Am I reading this right, Dawson? I think, you know, that's...
Yeah.
The 4 of 7 is kind of, I don't know, that's weird. Like, 4 of 7 is not bad.
Yeah, versus Bliss, his rating was 131.5.
Yeah.
Huh.
Because I see when sending an extra man on a blitz, he was 2 of 5 for 3.5 yards per attempt.
This is the metrics thing that kills. This is what the teams get, the actual. And I'm not trying to justify it or anything. I was just curious because I was thinking, damn, how bad was he?
Well, I do think there's a big difference between, you know, blitzing prevent defense and just playing a regular defense.
Yeah,
their regular defense had suffocated.
Yeah, they were super soft. They were giving a ton of cushion on that final drive regardless. But, hey, shout out to Kirko Chains, man.
Yeah, and what I'm seeing here, Kirko Chains is Kellen Moore.
No, Kirk Cousins.
Oh, Kirk Cousins.
Remember Kirk goes on the,
that's
on the
right,
flight.
Yes.
He wears, like, the chains and... Yeah, he was in his bag last night.
So this is the Sharp Football Analysis blitzing one extra man, not just any blitz. This is just blitzing one guy.
Yeah.
Because there were multiple times where they probably blitzed more than one guy, so that you're getting the total blitz there. I'm just looking at when they blitzed one guy. So when they blitzed one guy on the night, Cousins was in trouble. They didn't blitz at all. But nonetheless, they do run the prevent defense and surrender the easiest game-winning drive you've ever seen. But here's Mad Dog Russo before we go to break.
That was a big play in this game. Smith played well, and his receivers, Metcalf caught 10.
Oh, no.
Jackson Smith, Ngujuba, the kid from Ohio State, he caught 12 more.
That's right.
What?
Wow.
Jackson Smith, I don't even know what he said there.
I don't even want to say what he said.
And he didn't want to stop down. Sometimes he'll try and stop down and correct himself. He just powered right through it right there. That's a professional. That's a legend. That's a Hall of Famer.
Shout out to Rockwell's own.
In the industry.
That was a big play in this game. Smith played well, and his receivers, Metcalf caught 10. Jackson Smith, Ngujuba, the kid from Ohio State, he caught 12 more.
Well, this is Mr. Barack Obama, right?
Yeah,
what the hell?
Yeah. He qualified it by letting you know that it was the Ohio State kid.
Yeah.
So you could figure it out.
Just in case you're not sure.
I blew the
know.
Name, but if you want to look up Ohio State receiver,
you know who
Seattle,
I'm talking about.
You know who I'm talking about.
Just say JSN.
Yeah. What's his face?
Yeah, what's his face?
That's amazing. Thank you, Mad Dog.
Thank you, Chief. There it is. A sports hodgepodge here for you on a Toxic Tuesday.
Oh,
a big day coming up. Kamar Rocker, 3:10. CY's coming up at 4:20. We're back here at the top of the hour with the NFL News of the Day. Well, Chuck, what's in store?
We'll see what we got time for. We got notable wide receiver injuries, belly bumps, and dartboards. That's next.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.